Esto es
Interfaz. Un podcast de arquitectura de software, desarrollo, nuevas tecnologías y soft skills. Bienvenidos.
Hello everyone, my name is Rodrigo Díaz-Concha and this is another episode of Interfaz. Interfaz is a podcast about software architecture, software development, new technologies and soft skills, and I'm very proud to introduce Rabeb Otmani from Nexmo. She is a developer advocate working with Microsoft Technologies in Nexmo UK, right?
Yes, okay. That's right.
Thank you for your time, Rabeb. How are you?
I'm fine. Yeah, thank you for having me.
No, thank you for your time. And before we enter into technical topics, please tell us more about yourself.
So as you said, I'm Rabeb. I'm from Tunisia, but okay. I've been in the UK for 5 years now.
Okay.
Like almost British, not
yeah,
quite there.
Yeah, almost British, yeah, you're right.
Yeah. I work for Nexmo. We are a communication APIs company.
Okay.
As a developer advocate, so I get the chance to meet with other developers, go to conferences, and try to help them
travel the world
nice. See how they can use our APIs and see how I can use them, get the best experience using those APIs.
Okay, good. And Nexmo is about communications and what else? What do you guys do?
So we are all about cloud communication APIs. We do SMS, voice APIs, if you need to have like include calls or SMS or SMS notifications from within your applications. That's things we do. We also do two-factor authentication. Mm-hmm. This is basically
Nice. Okay, and you came here to Medellin, Colombia, to the .NET Conf 2017 in order to talk about conversational interfaces, right?
Yes.
That's your topic you were talking about yesterday and maybe 2 days ago and today, right?
Yeah.
You did a workshop also, so please tell us more about it.
First, it's amazing to be here. The conference is so good. Thanks to everyone who organized this.
Hear that, guys? Okay.
Yeah, thank you, guys. It's been amazing. Yeah, so as I said, because with my job, we work on voice and we try to see ways of innovating. And conversational interfaces are the future, and that's how I got to be interested and see what we can do with them. Basically, conversational interfaces is the new way of contextual communication that we see now every day, like with Cortana, Alexa, Google Home, or all these chatbots everywhere we see. These are interfaces for this conversation. It's amazing that now we are at the point we are like conversing with application. Mm-hmm. We just don't use them. There's some sort of communication between users and the application.
Yeah. I think you're using the bot framework and other products from Microsoft in your session. What did you use in order to show these conversational interfaces?
Yes. The technical bit of my talk was showing the audience how they can set up and use the bot framework, because through bots you can create skills for Cortana. Basically, a bot is if you consider if you register a bot as a skill, you can call it from Cortana. Mm-hmm. So far, unfortunately, we can't develop bots on Mac devices. So developers still need Visual Studio 2017 for Windows. Mm-hmm. And the first step is to get the bot controller and dialogue, a few files basically, to get the template on Visual Studio. Once you install them on your machine under the Visual Studio templates, you're ready to go. And you just create new project, and you can see on the list something called bot application.
Okay.
And the template is amazing because just by creating, clicking on create, you already have something, a little template that you can play with, mm-hmm. and a little chatbot that you can try just to see the structure of the files. The other thing that developers need is to install the bot emulator, mm-hmm. so they can test what the bot is doing locally.
What is going to answer to that specific question?
Yes, yeah. It's a nice interface, mm-hmm. where you can type or even talk and expect a result from the bot. You have like logs, so you see exactly what's going on, mm-hmm. With your endpoint and the flow of the conversation.
Yeah, okay. And what about the backend? Are you using some kind of services in order to analyze the text that the chatbot is receiving, or what do you use in the backend?
So it depends obviously on the needs and every application, what are the needs. If it's something simple, you can stay within the bot application, within the files, in the message, and when you receive a message, there is like a method that intercepts the message, and based on that message, you can do your logic saying, if this message is this, mm-hmm. I want you to do this. There are different types of, we call them activities,
okay.
and there are different types of activities. There are, for example, system activities, and there are the most common one is the message, which is most of the time is what the user says. So you say, like, for example, If the user type this string, all I want you to do is to type it again. Like, mm-hmm. if you're playing, just to echo what the user is saying, or counting characters, which is like the by default little template, so you see things. Mm-hmm. If it's something more complicated, you do the usual use, like your usual tools for any application, and you just call them from the bot, mm-hmm. as you do.
Okay, what happens if you need to build a multi-language bot? I mean, you, for example, you type your questions and text in English language, and myself, I speak in Spanish, of course, and I type the text in Spanish. So how will be that architecture in that part of the bot, of your code?
Oh, I say so. Yeah. Like, how to handle the
languages?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think so. Microsoft, for example, has a very nice tool portal called LUIS, which is the Language Understanding, mm-hmm. Intelligence Service, mm-hmm. And that is basically building a language model. So maybe you
because it's funny because LUIS is it's a Spanish name.
LUIS.
Yeah, I have a lot of friends named LUIS.
LUIS. So with LUIS,
yeah.
maybe you can train like a language model.
Okay.
And based on what you say every time, mm-hmm. you tell it exactly what's gonna happen, mm-hmm. or just do some localization. Mm-hmm. Again. The bot application is a web application in the end of the day. So even the structure of the files, it's a web application. So you can add any logic you need, any classes, do localization, or maybe call other services, other APIs. Mm-hmm. We have, now Microsoft offers Bing Translation, they do have speech like mm-hmm. API, so you may need mm-hmm. to use these services mm-hmm. to do what your app needs to do.
Yeah. And what about deployment? What is the end result of a bot? Is a DLL, mm-hmm. compiled DLL that you have to deploy in a web server or something?
So you can publish it.
Okay.
And the easiest way, obviously, is to publish to Microsoft Azure, mm-hmm. and what you get is an endpoint.
Okay.
You need your endpoint to be able to use the bot.
Okay. So the endpoint is the final result of the bot.
You have like your that URL, and you can, especially if you want to use it with multiple channels, like Cortana or maybe in Slack or something. So you need that endpoint to do building it.
Please tell us more about those channels. What are the different channels that the bot framework supports?
Right. So the bot framework supports Cortana,
of course. Cortana and Slack.
Slack, Skype, Bing, Facebook Messenger. The other one is, I'm trying to remember. So there is those. I think you can use some sort of mail, straight like mail application. There are a few of them, at least 10. I managed to mention six.
Yeah, yeah.
There are at least 10 of them.
Because you mentioned Bing, and I'm a little bit surprised. What is the use case for doing a bot? And I don't know how is related the Bing with the bot. It appears on the search results or something.
I don't know. I never tried that one.
Okay.
For me, like the easiest one is Cortana.
And
when you think about like Slack or Messenger, it's fairly easy. You know what you're doing.
Exactly.
But I don't know what they do with Bing.
Okay.
Maybe it's a specific. I need to look into. Now I have the obligation to look into that.
Exactly.
And also maybe it's one of the specific Bing APIs, not just like Bing the browser.
Yeah, I know.
I shouldn't mention that.
Yeah. I got you. So, what would be the use cases for a bot? I mean, what's the current need for a bot nowadays?
Oh gosh, like now we use them everywhere. I used to be like skeptical about them, you know, the whole robots taking over. I'm like, no, I want humans to stay in control. But they are so useful. And most people, even when they are using them, they don't really notice that they are using them.
Mm-hmm.
Think about every almost service now. Like, if you want to call healthcare or insurance, there is always, if you are using like their application or their website,
mm-hmm.
there is like that little chat box appearing. Would you like to chat to someone?
Mm-hmm.
Or even on the phone, now everything is automated. It feels like you're talking to a human, but you know you're not talking to a human.
Mm-hmm.
They are using text-to-speech capabilities for that like, bot to analyze what you're saying and reply with the right answers. So all the services and entertainment, if you want to book a flight, if you want to order some food, it's all with bots.
Movie
now.
Tickets or
movie tickets. It's mm-hmm. literally like every application for like the end users. Like it's not like some elitism kind of thing. It's like our everyday applications.
Mm-hmm.
Now.
Okay. What do you think are the most difficult challenges that these conversational interfaces are facing right now with the current technology?
Well, I think make them work correctly.
Okay.
Because in the end of the day, it's an application. So it's like how smart they are. And the other thing is, we can't really expect what the user is going to ask them to do.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, what the user is going to converse with them, especially if it's with voice. So
mm-hmm.
it's like trying to cover every single scenario and trying to cover all the errors. And we don't really call them errors with bots because users can say anything.
Anything,
so
right?
It's making. I think it's making them smart and doing their job properly.
Yeah. I understand that. Yeah, and understand the domain, right, of the bot that you're building.
Yeah.
For example, if it's a customer service bot, you have to know about the domain, about the company that.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay. So. What is the development environment for building this kind of applications? You mentioned Visual Studio. Of course, you have to have a Windows PC.
Yes, for now.
Yeah, for now. And what else? Do you install an SDK or?
Yeah, as I mentioned, there are a few files, templates. They are zip files to install under the Visual Studio template.
So it's not included in Visual Studio 2017 right now?
No.
Ah, okay.
So you still need to get those templates there, like have the latest, update your latest extensions on Visual Studio. Go get these zip files and you should be ready to go
mm-hmm.
with the emulator, obviously.
Okay. What is the most popular question you get in this kind of presentations about the conversational interfaces?
I guess it's always people try, how do you talk to them? How do you teach them stuff? It's that question.
Okay.
Also talking about like bots and Visual Studio, it's not just .NET. So you can do .NET, you can do JavaScript. And you can do Azure. So there are a few things, options now to do it.
Okay, good. So, you know, we have this signature question in this podcast. Are you ready to
read the question? Should I worry?
No. So the question is, if we open your backpack, what we're going to find?
Oh, okay. Oh, right. it's safe. You can open it. Now that I'm traveling, you'll find loads of cables, batteries, adapters.
I use
a Surface.
okay, good.
I use a Surface, but I make sure I have all my adapters with me, charger adapters. So there's always that in my bag. And most of the time, there is a lipstick too.
Okay.
That's always in there.
Nice.
My phone.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, good. Well, thank you for your time, Rabeb. It's been a pleasure to have you in Interface. And actually, this is the third episode in English language ever in this podcast.
So next time in Spanish, I promise.
Yeah, you have to promise me that we're going to have this Spanish episode next year, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay, so everyone, thank you very much for your time and see you on the next episode of Interface. Bye-bye.
Los esperamos en la siguiente emisión de Interface. Hasta la próxima.